I invite you to turn with us to page 13 in your hymnal as we come before a table that has been prepared for us and remember our Lord's provision on the cross. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one in Christ, one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in his holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. And let us, as God's people, pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. This is the body of Christ, broken. Blood of Christ poured out with great love for you. This is a table of open communion, which means that all who desire to draw closer to God, you are welcome to this table. Let there be no barriers to you coming and communing with God. This is a table of grace. And so as we invite you to come, this is a service of intinction, which means that as you come forward, you will be presented with the bread, and you will take a wafer, and you will hear these words, "This is the body of Christ, broken for you." And you will take the wafer, and you will dip it into the cup, and you will hear these words, these personal words, "This is the body of Christ, poured out for you." We invite you also at this table of grace that this is a place where we commune with God. And so we invite you to spend a little time at the altar. It's a wonderful thing to linger with God at the altar, on our knees, submitted and allowing God's gaze to wash over you with deep love. And so we invite you to linger at the altar. And so now we invite the service to come forward that we might serve them first.